نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. فقيد الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that this speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worth of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our tafsir classes for Surah Adasa. Surah Adasa, Surah number 80, which means the one who has frowned, or he frowned it. And we had talked in details, lengthy discussion. Let's not mistaken, this is the fourth class talking about this Surah, and inshallah, it may be the last class for this Surah. And inshallah, before we start with our class, we go ahead and read the Surah inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أن our food because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us and neglected us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and He provided for us. So He is the provider. He is Al-Khaliq, the creator, and He Al-Razzaq, the provider. Al-Razzaq means the provider, the one who gave provision. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directed our attention that we should look and reflect on our own food. So you can see the abilities of Allah. So you can see the power of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause the water to come from the sky? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cut the ground and the earth and make it receive the water? And how Allah caused the plants to come out of the ground as a result of this rain that came down? And how Allah caused the inab and the qadab and the zaytun and the nakhl? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made seeds? And how Allah made grains? How Allah made grapes, olives, palm trees, gardens, fruits, vegetables, and green stuff for our animals to eat? And he say all the things, different colors, different tastes, different shapes. Is this supposed to soften your heart and for you to acknowledge your creator and for you to submit yourself to Allah and be grateful and thank him alone? And Allah says, this is mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum. This is a form of provision to you as well as your cattle. But here with the new verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making a stop here, and he wants to get our attention. While we eating, while we eating, while we look to this food, while we are enjoying it, we need to remember something very important. Don't get indulged with the fruits and the vegetables and the sweetness and the dessert and all these good things and forget about your appointment with Allah. So while you enjoy the things, remember and reflect, you're going to be returning to Allah. You're going to be dying, and that you're going to be resurrected, and you're going to be gathered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ. And this is the first verse that we're going to deal with today, which is verse number 33. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ فَإِذَا فذن when fa this letter come to show the order, the ترتيب, that after this when then when جاء is a verb جاء in came and when we add the تاء because the verb relating to something which is feminine as a result of this the تاء came to show us that this verb is dealing with something which is feminine جاء so the تاء is referring to the الطاخة and الطاخة is a noun الطاخة is a noun ended with the تاء مربوطة usually when you see a noun end with a تاء مربوطة طاخة because this it will be a تاء when you join it with another word will be a هاء when you stop you say فإذا جاءت الطاخة ها okay you hear the هاء sound but if you join it you're going to say فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم صاخة يا okay so you hear the تاء sound when you join the two words The last word and the beginning of the new verse will be what? As-sa-kha-tu-ya. But if you stop, you're going to hear the ta marbuta, you will hear it what? A ha sound. Sa-kha. Ha. Okay? So as-sa-kha end with the ta marbuta. So this is a feminine. It's a noun, but it's a feminine. What is the sa-kha? The shouting or the deafening cry is a big loud noise. It's so serious that will make the people could not hear. It's sufficient to make you lose your hearing. And this is the reason that it's called as-saakha. A loud noise that is so big you will make you lose your hearing is called saha. Very big noise, very serious that you could not handle it. So when the saha comes, okay, jaa is a verb, means to come. جاءت when it comes it referring to what? To الصاخة when the awful crying when the big noise comes alright فإذا the فاء means then إذا means when جاءت جاءت الصاخة مرء من أخيه what is يوم a day we already got this word before many times يوم يفر means to escape to run away if you get attacked by a wild animal whatever you do this is what you call firar running away so yafirru is a verb and the escaping itself called firar yawma the day yafirru flee المرء the human being or Amen. Men from Akhi, Akh means brother. So this pronoun attached with a pronoun which is the ha. You have Akh and Akhi and Akhi. Akh means, wa alaykum salam, a brother. When you say Akhi, means my brother. Akhi, he, his brother. So in that day, a person, you can come here, Shakur, if you want. Join us, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. How are you today? Alhamdulillah. Akhihi, his brother. So in that day, which day now? The day when the sakha had took place, when the big noise had came to the people. Now as a result of this, man will run away from his own brother. And this shows you, you know how the relationship between a brother and a brother, how they love each other, how they care for each other, how they support each other, stand beside each other, especially in time of difficulty. Can you imagine that you are in trouble and your brother do nothing about it? Okay? No way. With the first person running to you. But in that day, Allah telling us that al-mar'u will run away from his own brother. And this showed you the seriousness of that day. Yawma yafirru. يوم يفر يوم يفر المرء المرء من أخيه. What does men mean? From. من أخيه. من أخيه.
من أخيه.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه.
يوم يفر من أخيه.
You don't hear the alif when you say you join the two words. So, يوم يفر المرء. You see, you do not hear the alif. But when I say المرء only, I break it down to you to know each word. So when you join it together, you hear it. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه. وأمه وأبيه. وأمه وأبيه. وأمه وأبيه. وأمه
وأمه
وأبيه.
وأمه
وأبيه. Means the mother. Up means father. Now we have two nouns here. Om is a noun. And the ha in the end, which ha ummi is pronoun. So the pronoun attached to the noun. Now it makes to be what? Ummihi, his mother. Exactly. Want to help me? Help you, Akhi? Wa'abi, the word ab is the noun. Okay? Ab. Abihi.
His
father. Up. Up and back. Father. Abihi means what? His father. Up means father. If you say Abi with a ya, would be my father. Mother. Me, my mother. Again?
Oh,
no, 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 no. This is something different, totally. Yes. Okay? This is Abba. This is Ab. Okay? Or Abun. Abun. Okay? The other one is Abba. Habba wa Abba. Abba. This is totally different. Okay? Okay, everybody finish talking now? Can I talk now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Abba is Alif with a Ba Shadda Fatha. Okay? Ab or Abun is Alif and Ba double Dhamma. If you join it, like you say, Abun Kareem, you hit the double dhamma. If you're going to stop, you say up. Alif ba sukun. Means the father. Okay? Abba means what? Ushabda and fatha. Abba. What is Abba? Okay. So now the other one became Abban. Because it's double fatha, and when you make a double fatha, you have to go to alif. And this is two different words, okay? Now, the human being will be running away from his brother, his mother, his father, and وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. Sahibah, sahib means friend or companion. Sahib. Sahibah is feminine, that means friend, female friend. And also it relates to wife. She's your companion. You say, she's my companion, or she's my partner, or she's my wife, okay? All this terminology. Or my zauj, or my zauja. All this is correct. So here, sahibatihi means his wife. Wa bani, bani is his children. And you notice each one of these words is ending with iha, which is a pronoun, his. Because we refer to Al-Mar, which is a man, a human being in general. The human being will be running from his brother, from his sister, from his mother, from relatives, from wife, from children, running away from everybody. Why? Now there's two explanations here. Running away because the obligations and the rights. Because as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Each one of you is a governor, and each one of you is going to be questioned about his government. Alright? So now, due to the fact you did not fulfill your obligation as it's supposed to be, or you may be even zero along with this, now you're running away because you're going to demand the right. You're going to complain about you before Allah in the Day of Judgment. Neglecting children, not dressing as Muslim, not making their prayer, not going to Jum'ah. They were concerned about how to eat, how to dress, and this is. So now those people that you own the rights, you'll be running away from them. Did you respect your parents? Did you obey them? Did you feed your wife? Did you discipline your children? So now the person as a result of this will be what? Running away from all these people. Also due to the fact that the person will be running from everybody because the seriousness of the Day of the Judgment. Every person concerned only how I can save my own soul. And there is a hadith to support this about, which is a long hadith, maybe we read it later on, but you know the hadith, we repeat it many times, that the human being will be so tired and frustrated in the Day of the Judgment, and they will become so miserable to such a degree, they will wish that Allah let them go, even if they go to hellfire. Because you're going to be waiting for a long day, that almost like 50,000 years. Long day. Only people waiting. Ripping, sweating. So they become so tired and exhausted and frustrated to such a degree they said, we wish that we can go even to hellfire, but let us go. Because they don't know how serious it is, hellfire. They think that this is the greatest punishment they ever see. Because as the Prophet told us, the sun will get so close to the head that has no destination between the head of the human except 1 mile. People will be sweating so much. The Prophet said about the degrees, how much it sweats, to such a degree that some people will be drowning. So in this moment, the people will say, let's see someone who can intercede before Allah, go and ask and beg Allah to start the judgment, so that they've been resurrected and they've been gathered, but not judgment. They're standing, waiting. So they will start to go and say, okay, let's go to Adam. And they go to Adam, say, oh Adam, you are the man whom Allah created you with his hand. You are the father of all the human beings. You the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you the names of everything. You the man whom Allah commanded the angel to prostrate to him. You see the difficulties that we are in. What about you go before Allah and ask Allah to start the judgment? So, what the Prophet Adam will say? Say, no, I'm not for this position. Allah order me and I disobey him. If he begged me to eat from such a tree and I ate, I disobey Allah. How I can go and intercede before Allah? Nafsi, nafsi, my soul, my soul. And we understand about this long hadith, we go to all the prophets, all the messengers, asking each one the same thing. Each prophet will say, I did this, I did that, I could not. Indeed, Allah is so angry today I could not talk to Allah, but someone else. Until finally, where did he go? To the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will come to be the shafa'ah, the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will go and prostrate under the throne of Almighty Allah and beg Allah and praise Allah in a certain phrases that he said, I don't know it now. Allah will inspire me in this moment with this good word, glorify him, to praise him, and as a result of this, I will praise Allah, and after this Allah will say, O Muhammad, raise your head. Ask, you be granted. Intercede. Okay? So, this is what we're talking about, that everyone, if the messenger is running away, and everyone say myself, so who's me and who's you? Okay? Now we can understand when Aisha heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. He said that the people in the day of judgment will be gathered together barefooted, naked, and circumcised. The Prophet of Allah, men and women together? Men and women together? And everybody is naked? Looking at each other? Say, oh Aisha, the mother is more serious about, more than a man thinks about looking to a woman or a woman looking to a man. It's so serious that the people will be naked but nobody looking to each other. Why? Because the seriousness of the day of judgment, the hardship, the difficulty of that day, nobody cares about anything except what's going to happen to him. A moment of fear. Everybody's scared. So as a result of this, the verse is coming to say what? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. In the day when the human being run away, flee from his parents, his children, his wife, his family, his friends. He doesn't care who this person. Doesn't matter how much they used to love each other, how close you used to be to each other, they'd be running away from each other. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Why? Allah explain it more. He told us in the beginning about the taqha. Okay? And after this he told us that he's going to be running away. You need a chair? You sure? No. Huh? You can stretch it. I understand that.
No, I'm okay. I just want to sit off like
that. You want something to do? You sure? It's your first class, but it's not going to be allowed, so not scared. Okay, may Allah make it easy on all of us. You and him and me. All these old people.
Yes, inshallah.
Yeah. He says, لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. كل, what is كل? Every. لكل, for everyone. So the lamb came to, as the article to say what? For everyone. For every man. You see? Imri'in. Okay. You have the lamb. The word likulli, but the first lamb by itself is an article. Koi means every. Koi, okay, not all. All means same.
Okay. Yeah.
This is care.
Okay.
So the other one, all. Kul huwa Allahu ahad means say. The qaf. But this koi, like a cola, as example, is a care. Means every. Equally for every. امرئين إماد لكل امرئين امرئين for every man من هم من هم it's two things connected together من means from هم means they من هم from them من هم from them يومئذ يوم means the day is that يومئذ that day يومئذ that day again لكل for every امرئ man من هم among them or of them يومئذ يوم means day استلويت أشرف you follow يوم means the day يومئذ that day because you see sometimes you need to know the root of the word and what it attached to it is a pronoun so when you see the word you don't get mixed يومئذ that day شأن شأن means concern شأن شأن or شأن is still the same شأن or شأن or you can say mother concern يغني يغني it will make him careless yeah يغني from غنى and when you become غني rich you don't care about such a thing. So now there is a serious thing can happen to you. It will make you busy because the money makes you busy, okay? That you don't. Okay. So that the matter is so serious, it will make you don't care, okay? But father, mother, sister, you're not knowing from everybody. Don't care for them. You see? Because you have something so serious to make you forget about all these things. There is a shatn, there is a mother that makes you so busy you don't have the time to think about anybody. You're me.
That's like
ghafil? Amid, but ghafil that I'm not thinking, you understand, you are not worried. But this became that you're so occupied, you could not even think about it.
I think the word preoccupied
with. It can be, yeah, exactly, preoccupied. Okay? So that a person is not thinking about his own mother, his own wife. You see, what? Allah says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ something so serious that gets them so busy that they are not even thinking about mother, father, son, all the things. Okay, let's say verse number 36 and
37.
وَصَاحِبَتِهِ
وَصَاحِبَتِهِ
وَبَنِي
وَبَنِي
so what it mean what is صاحب in general
companion
or friend what it meant about صاحبته here his wife not somebody to fool you and say oh brother in the Quran it says صاحبتي means his friend that means a man can have a girlfriend yeah yeah be careful now okay
Because sahib is the one who always with you. So your wife, you understand? Because it's not. But this, when you pull one verse out of the Quran and you try to understand it by itself. Okay? Because in Islam, talks about adultery and fornication and separation between men and women. So somebody will come and say, okay, brother, I saw the verse that وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, his friend and his children. So that means he can have a girlfriend. No. Okay? But the sahib is the person who stay with you for a long time. You're always with you. So your wife, you understand, is the one who always with you, that lives with you, eats with you, okay? But sahib, here also the relationship with her, that the friendship, but does not mean a girlfriend, because there is no girlfriend in Islam. There is no any relationship between a man and woman without marriage, okay?
وَصَاحِبَتِهِ
وَبَنِيهِ
وَصَاحِبَتِهِ
وَبَنِيهِ
لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ منهم
يومئذ شأن
يغني لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه.
Okay, let's see the general meaning before we go to the next verse. Then where it comes as-sakha, the second blown on the trumpet on the day of resurrection. We mentioned before that there is how many blowing in the trumpet?
Two.
And who is the one blowing the trumpet? The angel. What's his name? Israfil. So the first time the angel blowing the trumpet, everybody dies. Now after this, after 40, alright, anybody still remember? After 40, he blow again, the second blowing. As a result of the second blowing, all the souls goes back to the same bodies, the bodies above comes out of the grave. Okay? So it's saying, then when there comes a sakha, the second blowing of the trumpet on the day of resurrection, that day shall a man flee from his brother and from his mother and his father and from his wife and his children. Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Okay? He have enough worry about his own case. Alright? What's going to happen? Where he's going? Jannah? Hellfire? Going to Jannah, but he has to pass by hellfire? How long is going to be there? All the things. So he has enough to make him worry, not to think about father or mother or a son or a daughter or anything. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in more details about the day of the judgment, and here there's a split, and there is only two groups, two categories, nothing else. Okay? The first group, Allah says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ. This is the plural, وُجُوه. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Anybody remember the word يَوْمَئِذٍ?
That day.
That day. Which day?
The
day of judgment. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ. In that day. مُسْفِرَةٌ. Bright, like lighting up. You know, when you're heavy, and or you're eating well, everything is fine, or you receive a good news, or you just hang up the phone, talking, you understand to some. Now you can see the smile in the person's face. You can feel that something good going with the person. You see, like if you look at the example of Abu Abdullah. Today you can see that this big smile, you can, as if it's getting married today, inshallah, okay? As if something going on in his life, alright? You can feel. So from the face, you can see expression of a person. So Allah saying in that day, you see some faces smiling, right, happy, you can feel, okay? وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ. Bright. What else? ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. ضَاحِكَة. ضَاحِكَة is a verb. ضَاحِكَة is a description for the faces, describing the faces, laughing, elated faces, their hell, their condition. Laughing. Dahita. Laughing. Mustabshira. Rejoicing at good news. Nalbushra. Mustabshira. Bushra means good news. When it, good news to come to you. Okay? This is called Bushra. It's somebody. It's to be. It's my heart is Bushra. Bushra. You don't have Bushra?
No,
oh, okay. Okay.
Bushra is the name of
female. No, not a woman. A girl.
Okay.
I understand. Only to look you out. Bushra.
Yes,
it's
you made a reference to
the
name.
Yes, it's a bear. Bushra, good news.
Bushra means good news.
Yes. Okay. And Bishara also, okay. And you have Bashar. Yeah, by the way, before I forget, give me the phone number of what's his name, your brother in law, after the class. Yeah, if he's still, not Masoud. Yeah. Yeah. Now when I say I remember his name now. Okay? Mustabshira means joyking for the good news. That means these people what? They got to know they're going to Jannah. Now you can see the faces. You can see the impact of the news in the way how they look. Yes.
One question I have for you.
You mean after the class or now?
Well, truth you don't get
over. Okay.
Everybody.
Okay, we'll pick the policy for today.
Go ahead. On the day of resurrection, that every man is for himself, worry about his own soul.
Of course.
Save his own soul.
Yes.
But we have the body in our mind that they Christ all their life.
Uh-huh.
And even before they die, apart from this life here or not, they know their faith.
Oh, yeah?
They're going.
Mm-hmm.
Before they pass on from this life.
Mm-hmm.
So here, in Akhra.
Okay.
Meaning, they are...
I understand. So what is the question now?
Well, they,
you're making a comment or you're asking a question?
Well, I'm saying that everybody knows.
No, no, not everybody know. And let's assume that I know. How do you know about me? Let's assume I'm a wali, as example, okay? For a moment. Let's assume I'm a wali. And now, before I die, I got to know that I'm going to Jannah, and I'm going to have all the Tawr-e-Eem, and I'm going to be flying, doing all this good stuff. Alright?
No, wait.
Let's assume that I'm a wali. And now I got to know that this was going to happen to me. Now, did I tell you while I'm still alive? Or you assume this about me? Nobody knows where.
Allah has shown them.
Shown them. Okay, if, let's assume that Allah has shown them. How do you know that they are going to Jannah? No, I'm talking about you. You're the one who's still alive. And they, wait. Follow me, little bit by little bit. I'm a wali. Okay? And now I'm about to die. And now God showed me my place in Barakah. Now I'm dead. Now, how do you know about me? Okay, so what is the question? Okay, let's assume they know. Okay, let's assume they know what is the question now. I want to understand. Do you have a question? What is the question?
Is that correct or incorrect?
What it is? What's the question?
In the deep. People,
yeah, but how do you know if Allah accepts it or not? We do the deed, but we don't think Allah accepts it or not. We pray, but it's no guarantee that Allah accepts the prayer. I say Allahu Akbar, you say Allahu Akbar, but my mind was my wife, your mind, you understand, was the business, his mind was the car, with the alternator. So what? After Salah, Allah knows best, so whose Salah is accepted? But in front of the people, all of us making Salah. Okay, what is the question so I can answer it?
What is the belief? That
you know, this is the reason that we keep the question in the end of the class, because the teacher will forget what he is doing. So what about if we hope... This is okay. Yeah, but this subject we allow after the class time for question and answer, because sometimes it can go all the way to Maghrib to dialogue about something.
I think I should let you continue.
I appreciate you, if you don't mind. This okay? I'm okay. We will give you a chance, inshallah, after the class, so we can understand, keep things, because some people also have to catch their prayer. And after this, we can talk, no problem. No problem, you know. Thursday, you don't know the policies. No problem, no harm. Inshallah, okay? Jazakallah khair. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة. Okay, now the second category is what? ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة. Now there is the other category. The other category, ووجوهن ووجوهن and faces. و means and. ووجوهن means what? Faces. يومئذ that day. عليها. عليها is two things together. It's على and ها. Upon. على means upon. عليها upon it. So it's referring to what? To the faces. Okay? A pronoun referring to the faces. عليها upon it. Okay? غبرة. Dust from غبار. You know when you walk and you're traveling and now all this غبار comes and you can see your face now became dirty, became darker, you see, as a result of this. But there is no غبار now, but the sadness, the fear, the person became so scared So their faces became like as if it's covered with dust. Because you already get the news and you get to know that you're going to hellfire. You see? So now this face is turned to a different color, a different mood. تَرْحَقُهَا قَطَرًا. It will cover with darknesses. Okay? Qatar. And Allah explained by telling us, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. أُولَٰئِكَ means those. Whom? They. الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. The disbelievers, the evil doers. Sinners. Okay, no problem. أُولَٰئِكَ, those people that their faces have turned to dark and with dust and became so scary. Why? Allah saying, those people, أُولَٰئِكَ means those whom they are Al-Kafara, the disbelievers. Al-Kafara. Al-Fajara, the evil doers. Kufr, being a disbeliever, they don't believe in the day of judgment, they don't believe in it, so they commit sins, they do all kinds of wrong things. Evil doers. Doing all kinds of haram. Fujur, because Fajr comes from this root also, because Fujur, like something gushed, passed open, you understand? So the Fajr comes, you understand, the light comes out of the darkness. So the Fajr, Fujur, it comes out of the proper nature that Allah put it for him, and go do whatever. Became Fujur, passed open, you understand? Running here, doing this, doing that, okay? No limit for them. So when the Fajr come, you understand, this kind of explosion comes out of the whole darkness, now comes light in the sky. Fajr. So this became Fajr because he, Allah made limits for him. He said marriage, he went to adultery and fornication. Allah said business and trade, he went to usury and gambling. You see, Allah said food, he went to khanzir and went to wine and drinking, so going to the haram. Okay? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. So this is the two categories. Okay? You can listen enough for me and you say, don't worry about it. Okay, sister, go ahead. Go ahead, fight. Okay. You need a hot sister? Okay, alhamdulillah. Let's go over the verses, please.
وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ.
I didn't say it one by one yet?
وُجُوهٌ وجوه يومئذ يومئذ
يومئذ
not then the there is a difference between the and the good
يومئذ
يومئذ
good you got it. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة مسفرة وجوه يومئذ مسفرة
وجوه يومئذ مسفرة.
طيب this will be a gift to you from the Imam, from مولانا. Arabic, English, it's married to everything. This will be yours. Okay. And when the student did this, he has to come all the classes. Now we catch you here. Yeah, everyone is there now. Inshallah. We will have a long study together, inshallah. You come to the classes, we learn every day. Little bit by little bit, inshallah. Welcome to Colombia.
Thank you.
Okay. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة. Surah number 80. We welcome in Surah number 80.
وجوه يومئذ مسفرة.
By the time you come back, we'll be finished. Okay, go ahead. So I can say that you came late and this is the reason we did not answer your question. So go get the glasses.
How long are you gonna be?
As soon as you go to the car, I close the car. You should always have your glasses when you come to the mosque so you can read some Quran, inshallah. Okay.
وجوه يومئذ مسفرة. ضاحكة ضاحكة مستبشرة مستبشرة وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة 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 ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة عليها غبرة ترهقها قطرة ترهقها ترهقها قطرة أولئك 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 هم الكفرة الفجرة هم الكفرة الفجرة
هم الكفرة
darkness will cover them. Such will be the kafara, the fajara, the wicked evil doer. Yes.
Salaam.
Yes. He didn't mention anything, but he said, اذهبوا إلى غيري. He didn't mention, I did such and such. He said, I'm not the one for it. Go to another person. And they will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go ahead. All the human being born without sin. Me and you were born with no sin. We commit the sin when we commit the sin. I don't know about Iman has no sin. A human being, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل ابن آدم خطاء. All sons of Adam are sinners. And the best among the sinners, those who repent. Even Allah said about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا يَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Indeed, we had give you the grand opening of Mecca, that we may Allah forgive for you your past and future sins. No single human being is free from sins. Okay? And the Christian will say, and the Bible say, we don't go by what the Christian say, neither we go by the Bible say, because he will take you through this and now tells you this because he is God. Okay? Any question? Yes.
I have one question. After you do your prayer,
yes, a person anytime he enter the mosque, he pray two rak'at, even if the imam giving the khutbah in Jum'ah. Even if the imam giving the khutbah in Jum'ah, and the Prophet ﷺ one day he said to the man, did you pray two rak'at? He said not. He said get up and make two rak'at. And this hadith is authentic in collection of Imam Muslim. A lot of people they go and they sit and say in Jum'ah, brother. But if you sitting in the mosque and there is no reason for prayer, you don't pray after Asr. But any prayer that has a reason, you pray. As example, Janazah prayer, Istikhara, Sunnah Tawaf, entering the mosque. Okay? All the things has a reason, so the person will pray. Not, it's not a compulsory. The Prophet
is
not a compulsory. The only thing compulsory is five prayers a day.
Yeah, no, but when you enter a mosque, it's the new mosque, you've never been to that mosque before.
Uh-huh.
It's your first time, you're going in that new mosque.
Okay.
And you say to Rakaat for enter that mosque.
The Prophet says pray to Rakaat when you enter any mosque. He didn't say when it's brand new. There is no grand opening.
Meaning, anywhere you go, any
okay.
Before,
you should, not compulsory. You should. There is a difference between the term should and compulsory. The compulsory is morning, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. But we don't want to call it compulsory, okay?
Maybe I use the wrong word.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
We're on the same line, page now.
Yeah.
Alright? We we'll close now?
The line 32, if we did last time, we didn't go word by word.
Okay, which is the line? Tell me the English.
مَتَاعًا
لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Mata' is like is something that you enjoy. Okay? That it became like a means of a like your car. You enjoy your car. You use it, you enjoy it. Okay? So Allah say that all the things He made it to be enjoyment for you and wa li'an'amikum, your cattle. Yes, an'am. An'amikum, your cattle. An'am, okay, cattle. An'amikum, your cattle. So, inshallah, we finish with Surah Abata, and possibility that next week we read the translation or the tafsir of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, or we may start a new surah. But it is, became your duty now to memorize the surah, to know the expression, the word, and inshallah we may have a quiz about it. Thank you for being here. Anything else? Yeah, something to say? To be person? Go ahead. Okay, no problem, go ahead. It's free until 8 o'clock.
Okay.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. من الله ريبون.